not fully recovered, but recovering. You know, after any operation, you need to go through a process of recovery. Surprisingly, I was not even aware of the extent of the ailment, but my goodness, timing was very good, and the operation went as successful.
Is the nature of your ailment something that you want to disclose, or it's between you and your doctors?
Matters of personal health are confidential, but nothing really that should do out of the norm.
Why did you decide to seek medical treatment in South Africa? Was it because of the advice of your doctors or the deteriorating health facilities in Zimbabwe?
It was not even a question of going to South Africa. I got to South Africa for the test for my doctor. The examination who then advised me to go and do some tests in Zimbabwe. After the test in Zimbabwe, they then suggested that I should go and do a more thorough CT scan in South Africa. So I went down. And when I was there, it confirmed the ailment. I then went through the process, and the doctor suggested that we should immediately operate.
There was also talk that...
By the way, it's not a question of choice. I think people must understand that it's a question of to get the best expertise available. Not that there are no experts in Zimbabwe, but I'm sure that people will understand that matters of personal health are confidential.
And then the party is also saying that Mr. Tsvangirai will be leading from the front at this demonstration in Mutare. Are you ready?
If I am fully recovered, yes, definitely it's my responsibility to do that. But if I am not fully recovered, we should allow the body to recover. Otherwise, you push yourself to the wall and lose the whole game. So what's the use of trying to demonstrate that bravado?
Let's talk about the economy, Mr. Tsvangirai. It seems the situation is worsening in Zimbabwe. What is your take on what is happening?
Well, everyone will confirm to you that it's a dire strait. The country is going through a dire strait. We've never experienced this, where everyone has now become poor. You can't withdraw your money. The banks have no money. And it's affecting all the consumer demands. How long do we continue on this state of affairs where the government, even in spite of the outcry of the people, seems to insist on the worst policy decision at the center?
What is the way forward?
There is no magic wand here. Economics is a very straightforward answer. It's a very straightforward science. And where a country has used body notes in order to facilitate its transactions, that country is doomed. There's no way in the world where the government has had to resort to bond coins or bond notes, whatever you want to call it. Why not use the normal currency? That's the future. The future is that this government is failed.
And we have seen lately Mr. Mugabe uncharacteristically blaming the Chinese for allegedly externalizing funds. Are they to blame?
What is quite glaring is that Mr. Mugabe does not run out of people to blame.